music heads are back. We can hear them again, finally. And they're kind of fading out there, and I don't know if that's a bad sign. But we've been doing some technical tweaking here during the news break, and that should, if all goes as planned, result in being able to take phone calls again. So if you've been wanting to call the show tonight and you haven't been able to because basically we couldn't take calls earlier, now you can do it. 855-453. I pressed the correct button, Mark, is what the issue was.
That was what it was all about?
Yeah, there was a button pressed that should not have been pressed and a button that was not pressed that should have been pressed.
Well, that really ultimately is most of the problems in the world.
Yep, and so we're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It is the 2013 edition, and we will take your calls, 855-453, but we've also got special guests who've taken the time to come in and sit down with us here in the studio to talk about maybe their project, their Liberty, you know, how they... Whatever it is that they're doing in relation to Liberty, because that's why people are here at the Liberty Forum, because that's the thing that that brings us all together. And something that, you know, we've discussed over the past couple of days on the program has been sort of theologically based and some of the differences that that people have as far as their religion is concerned. But that's one of the best things about the Free State Project is there's no litmus test for religion to get into this movement. You can have religion or not. And you're accepted here. It's a group of people that love liberty first and foremost. And there are Christians, there are Muslims. I saw the Muslim agorist Davi Barker in the elevator earlier, and he gave me a very fancy pin for the Shire Society, which I think is absolutely fantastic. And I imagine that's from his Shiny Badges.
Yep, shinybadges.com.
Shinybadges.com. He's got all kinds of interesting pins and things like that there. So it doesn't matter what your religious belief system is or the lack thereof, you are welcome in the Free State Project as long as you love liberty. And you know, the basic concept here is to bring liberty-minded people together to get them active together in the same place to where we can have a bigger effect, an actual effect. Because I know where I come from in Florida, we weren't really having an effect at all. We were having a meeting every once in a while and complaining about all the terrible things the government was doing, but we weren't really doing anything to change things because we didn't have the numbers, we didn't have the concentration, and we're starting to see that happen here in New Hampshire with now over 1,000 people here as part of the Free State Project. The audience likes that, and we like the audience. Now, we've got special guests to talk to. FreeStateProject.org, you can go to learn more about that. NH Liberty. Where are we again? Liberty. I'm all over the place here tonight. NHLibertyForum.com. Thanks, Mark, for just staring at me.
I didn't know what you were asking me. But
that's
okay. Website? Okay.
Yeah, NHLibertyForum.com. You can go there to learn more about this event.
I think your staring is better than going,
Jack Spierko is sitting here with us. Jack, are you the keynote speaker for Friday night here at the Liberty Forum?
Yeah, I am, and I was kind of surprised to learn that just about 2 weeks ago. They said, would you be interested in taking the keynote slot? I thought it was a great idea until I realized I couldn't have much to drink until about 8:30.
Oh, man. Well, don't worry. They'll help you catch up afterwards. So
there's be plenty of catching up.
Won't be a problem. Now, you are the host of the Survival Podcast.
That's correct. Yes.
And lean on close into that microphone and tell me about what that is.
The Survival Podcast is a show I've been doing for about 5 years now. Started in 2008, broadcasting from my car, believe it or not, on a 55-mile commute from Dallas to Frisco, Texas. And it was centered around, right from the beginning and still is today, on independence, self-reliance, and personal liberty. But done from a standpoint, if you want all that, you've got to be prepared. If we're going to sit around and tell folks, oh, I don't need the government for this and I don't need the government for that, well, then you've got to be able to step up and take care of your own needs at all times.
Or and help with your neighbors, that kind of thing.
And help with your neighbors. Very, very community-oriented. In fact, because of the connotations of the term survivalist and the way that the media looks at that today.
Yeah, they figure they'll shoot you any second.
An isolationist, right? But I've been talking about building community now for 5 years. And we've built a huge community with the Survival Podcast Forum. Our Zello channel has really got some great people on it. I mean, we've had people move across the country, some single females move across the country, and basically had the entire community watching them, tracking them, not the way the government does because this is voluntary, but all along the way to make sure nothing happened to them. Just people looking out after each other.
Now, was last year your first year in New Hampshire for a Free State Project-related event?
Definitely for a Free State Project-related event. I've been up here quite a bit in my past. I grew up in Pennsylvania, okay. And I love coming up here. But as far as being part of the Free State Project, that was my first year. I had a lot of people listening to me going, I'm part of this thing called the Free State Project, and it sounded cool. I thought it was cool, and then I came up here. And I realized it wasn't just cool, it was like ultra cool.
Wow. And so what were your impressions? I mean, now you're here again, and you were not the keynote speaker last year, but you are this year, so your status has risen in the event. You came back. Obviously, it was a good impression, right, the first time out?
It was a huge impression for me. I actually, last year, after being here for a day, as part of my speech last year, I gave away a sponsorship slot on my show to the Free State Project to support the work they're doing. What got me, you guys were just talking about the theological differences.
Mm-hmm.
I came here last year in our Thursday night reception. I'm sitting here and I'm talking to, I've got an atheist on one side of me. I've got an agnostic in front of me. Personally, I'm a deist. Mm-hmm. And I've got like Not a lot of them running around, but then I've got like a dyed-in-the-wool, a conservative Christian here, and everybody's getting along.
Yeah.
And that
you think it would be a knife fight, right?
No, but not here, because if the guiding force is liberty, it necessitates that I allow you to believe whatever you want, and I don't encroach upon that.
Yeah, just don't hurt me.
Yeah, you can believe whatever you want as long as I don't have to believe it too,
yeah.
And you can do whatever you want as long as I don't have to pay for it.
Now, about the survival podcast, here's something I was kind of wondering. Is there got to be people that are totally into the survival mindset, and thank goodness for them, they're doing all the legwork. For those that are probably like, what are the top three things I need to know in case the, what do they call it, the S hits the fan? There's like some acronym on the internet that I can't quite tell.
S-H-F-T, right?
Yeah, H-H-F-T.
The S hits the fan. I think the first thing, and it's probably the most important thing for people to understand, and it's the guiding force of what I do from a preparedness standpoint, is to start out with the order of probability of disaster. And what that means is the things that are not sexy, they don't make movies about, are the things that are most likely to happen to you. Losing your job, a localized weather event that takes out your neighborhood. The mundane
the power.
Things, right? The power
so alien
going
invasion,
down.
Alien invasion.
Alien invasion that's on the high high impact, low probability scale. So number one is to prepare first for the things that are most likely to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is to understand your basic needs. We all have six basic survival needs. We have food. If you don't eat, you die. And if you die, you fail the first rule of survival.
Food.freetalklive.com.
Right. Wake up living tomorrow. So you got food, you got water, you got shelter, you got energy, you got security, and you got health and sanitation. So
those are good ones.
Those are the things you have to build. If you look at, what killed more people in Haiti? Concrete falling on them during the earthquake?
I would guess poop.
Poop, exactly, which is the health and sanitation issue.
Yeah.
We had some folks that went and did relief efforts down there. They said $4 worth of medication would save one child from diarrhea-based death.
Yeah.
I mean, no one wants to talk about it.
Dysentery kills people all across the globe at an incredible rate.
Diarrhea is a big killer, right?
It's the biggest killer after natural disasters in the world, and it's been that way for decades.
Because the water rises. With it brings the stuff that normally the sanitation infrastructure takes away. And so here we are walking through it and, trying to live in it, and that's bad, bad news.
Correct. So
and it takes the young and the old.
So my whole philosophy is let's start with what's most likely to happen. Let's understand the things that you need to survive and thrive on a daily basis and shore those up first. The next thing would be, don't come to me and say, tell me, step 1, 2, 3, 4, what I should do. That's what most people in the genre do. You got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this. And if you're missing this, you're dead. And it's ridiculous. You guys have your own personal lives. You have your own income levels. You have your own places that you live. You have your own risk tolerance. If I gave you a plan that said, start with A and get to Z, you'll follow right up until you get to one of the points where you go, I don't think that's important for me, and then you'll quit, you won't do the rest, even if you agree with it.
Yeah.
So everything I do revolves around teaching a philosophy of survival, then you make your own choice. And gee, that kind of fits in with
But what about my bunker?
No, you don't need a bunker. I mean... it's dependent.
Hold that thought, Jack. We're going to come back with more. You can stick with us for another segment, yes?
Absolutely.
All right, Jack Spierko is with us from...
I'm going to grill him on bunkers.
TheSurvivalPodcast.com is where you can go to get more of him. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And for Ruth Villain's crazy opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And still kind of having some technical difficulties here, but things should be better than they were, which means we can take your phone calls, 855-450-FREE. Sometimes when you're on a radio remote, things don't go as they were planned, and we are rolling with the punches here as we can. Jack Spirico joining us with the Survival Podcast. The website is thesurvivalpodcast.com. And he is the Friday night keynote speaker here at the Liberty Forum. We're going to continue with him in moments.
Yeah, if you've considered getting some storable food for emergency situations, we're talking with Jack about all kinds of emergency situations that come up. And likely, the ones that you're going to be dealing with are like weather, blackouts, you know, situations where you need food for a few weeks, tops. Go to food.freetalklive.com. This is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. It's extremely cost-effective insurance, too. You can go there to food.freetalklive.com, and they've got packages for $300. You're able to get, I think it's 183 servings. That comes to about $1.50 a serving. I don't know where you're going to get $1.50 meal out there, especially one that's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free. This is the Legacy Premium brand that we represent here, and it's great because they're one of the very few that has an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch with vegetarian, gluten-free options. Whichever you need, they're the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the specials we've got going on there. They're only good through the end of the month. And there's a comparison chart there that I found to be extremely motivating. It's food.freetalklive.com.
All right. So, again, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a question for Jack. Because, Jack, you do a podcast. Do you do any live content at all?
No, man, you guys do the tough work. I do a pre-recorded show. I do it every morning, and it gets published about an hour after I'm done recording it. And that makes a lot of your technical issues things that I don't ever have to deal with.
Well, I've got to say, I think I've received the most comments. One of the most in the top, say, 10 comments I've received on any interview from your interview last year.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad to hear that.
Your listeners are active.
All right, I've been all over the place here, and I haven't taken any notes. What were you saying?
Jack was suggesting that one does not need a bunker to survive
apocalypse. Right, because we actually know somebody who's kind of close to the show who went and left Free Talk Live to build a bunker, and it seemed a little bit excessive.
Yeah, and it can be, but I can also see why somebody would build something that might be looked at as a bunker. I live in Texas, and we're about to enter what I call crazy season, and that will run for about 3 months, where about every other week we're going to have, gee, there might be a tornado, take cover. And so if you wanted an underground structure in a place that experienced a lot of weather events like that, and you know, a tornado is not like a hurricane where you get like a week in advance notice and you get one or two of those a year and you can evacuate for it. If we evacuate for tornadoes in the Dallas area, we would just leave from March till July every year.
Right.
And we could still get them. So I
get seconds notice with
right,
the tornado.
Yeah, we can get seconds. So we usually know a storm's coming and it could be tornadic, but generally speaking, it's like, there could be a tornado in your area. There might be. We don't think so. Oh, take cover now.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
So I can understand people wanting to have that reinforced structure, but not for riding out the zombie apocalypse. It just doesn't make sense. If you go down into a bunker, and I know where you're at, and I actually want your resources, you know, even if we go to that level, I've kind of got you cornered now.
Now all they need is fire.
Hold on. Since you went there, what's more likely, zombie apocalypse or alien invasion?
I would actually say we've seen some diseases recently that have actually caused humans to, like, start, you know, trying to bite and chew on other humans. So I got to go with zombies, even though I don't think, just to understand, I don't think either one's likely.
This is totally unfair to ask
podcast. But I do look at it this way. An alien race that could travel to this planet probably has better things to do with its time than come down here and anally probe us.
Yeah, but you
good
would
answer.
Think.
Good
or
answer.
Cut ears off cows or whatever.
They seem to be busy doing it.
Yeah, they do it every day, according to some people. But those people and people like them to get labeled as survivalists kind of bug me because I look at it like this. We're all survivalists. If there was a car coming down the road at you right now, would you get out of the way?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Right? Well, that means you're a survivalist. Mm. You're concerned with your own survival. I'm just suggesting that maybe we take an organized approach to this.
So what are the things, you know, we had talked about, you know, sort of what the things are that, you know, people need to do. And you were like, well, I don't like to give a list because if I give a list, then, you know, people will go to the list and then they'll stop at the point that they don't want it, that they want to stop at. And then, but do you have any sort of guidelines? Well, you were talking about the 6 points of areas that are important. Would you list those off again?
Food. Water, shelter, energy, security, and sanitation and health.
So, I mean, what are the, do you have basics that you think that everybody needs
sure.
to do?
Sure. Let me tell you, the best investment we've made in our own preparedness that we've actually had to use has been a good quality generator.
Okay.
We've been through power outage after power outage after power outage, and we live, especially where we just moved from, we live further off the grid than most people. We lived in a place where, okay, there's 50,000 people out of power down the road, and there's 15 out of power up where you're at, so you come last.
That's right. Yep, that's how it goes.
We were without power during a major ice storm over Christmas. We had the Christmas tree lit. We had hot turkey. We were happy. Now, I'm not saying that that is going to get you through a really long-term down situation. What I am saying is if you can't be comfortable while your power's out for 4 days, you're not going to do real well while it's out for 4 weeks or 4 months,
mm-hmm.
right? So we got to get there first. And I think that that's one of the places people can look at first is shoring up their energy needs. Food is easy because we can get to 30 to 60 days of food self-sufficiency just by doing things like coffee canning, which is whatever you buy at the store that sustain, you know, that will store well, buy two instead of one, and then next week buy two instead of one, and next week do it again, and keep doing that until you have enough of that one item, and then go to another item, and then go to another item, and it blends right into your budget. Then
yeah.
It's easy. Water.
Because most people can handle an extra few cans of food.
A can of beans, a can of chili, whatever, or a can. And look, I try to eat really, really healthy, but if you're already eating food that's maybe not the most healthy food, store what you eat because you'll use it.
Yeah.
You know? I try to get over to the healthy side of things, but that's up to you to figure out. I'm saying whatever it is you do eat, if it's storable, store it.
Yeah. You won't have any problem eating Cheetos if it comes down to it.
Well, if your kids like Kraft macaroni and cheese, I think it's the worst food in the world for you to be eating. But if you're already feeding it to them, store it. Because in a stressful situation, whatever they're comfortable with, that's what you want to put in front of them.
Yeah. So some stored food. What about water situation?
Water, go ahead, quick. Yeah,
water is huge, and I think that, number one, I see all these products for storing water, special water bricks and stuff like that. 2-liter soda bottles. And if you don't drink soda, which I don't, you probably know somebody who does. Get them for free. They last about forever. You don't need any special way to make your water last. Water stores infinitely unless something's bad in it.
Mm.
Clean the bottles out really good. Give them a little bit of a rinse with chlorine bleach. And then give them a really good rinse to get the residual out. Fill them up with water. They last dang near forever. They're
good
very
advice.
Rugged. They're free. Put them in your deep freezer. They'll help your freezer.
Good advice, easy advice, thesurvivalpodcast.com, Jack Spirko's website. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. Really appreciate your time.
Glad to be here with you.
More coming up here from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2013 edition. All kinds of interesting people milling about here, and you can come meet them. This weekend is just barely getting started. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And yes, we can take your calls at this point. We had technical difficulties earlier, but everything, at least almost everything, is okay now, and hopefully things will be even better tomorrow night. But we're here live for the weekend. Thursday, that is tonight, tomorrow, Friday, and then Saturday. We'll be here every night with Free Talk Live, bringing you interesting guests and people that you may never have heard before on Free Talk Live, at least behind a microphone. Cody O'Connor is someone who has called the show, but this is our first time meeting you in real life.
Yes,
good evening,
it is.
Cody, you are the host of Off the Air Live. Tell me about it.
Well, Off the Air Live is a comedy show. That's the way it started out. I've been doing this since 2007 or so, and it's kind of grown since then. We started on LRN a little while ago, and I've been loving it. I mean, we've gotten some great calls, and it's just been a lot of fun.
You know, I really enjoy it when I listen to Off the Air Live. I mean, I've called Ian a couple of times on the way home because Off the Air Live comes on right after Free Talk Live on LRN.FM.
Which is on the radio in Keene.
That's right. It is on the radio in Keene. So if I happen to have the radio turned on to LRN.FM, I get the opportunity to listen. And I think it's a great show.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, really, I don't know. I don't know where one goes with that.
I mean, but that is what I'm shooting for. Is a good show.
A great show, yeah.
I wouldn't want to do a bad show. People don't really like those.
Now you're a young guy. I am
23 today.
23.
It is my birthday.
Happy birthday! This is a good place for a birthday party.
There'll be a hazing.
So, yeah. I'm already a little bit drunk, so yeah, the party's going.
Perfect time to be on Free Talk Live. Now, 23 years old today. You've been doing it since 2007?
I was young when I started this. Started off as the Cody O'Connor Show. That was interesting. It was kind of around the time when Ron Paul ran for the first time. And it just kind of, I was kind of introduced to the whole libertarian thing.
So you were doing your show before the Liberty thing?
That was what got me into it.
Uh-huh.
And then I kind of discovered comedy. I was like, you know what? This would be a great tool to get people into Liberty.
I think so.
And I kind of went with that. That's what I'm trying to do right now. I mean, sometimes it kind of goes on whatever mood I'm in. Sometimes when I'm in a really bad mood, I'm just going to do whatever I do.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's just a fun show, and I think that's something that people need, is a time where, you know, just like a Saturday night, people want to relax, have fun. And I feel like I'm just kind of
there.
Or a Thursday night.
Right.
Saturday or Thursday, right?
Because you do two different shows.
I don't know why people wouldn't want to relax on a Thursday night either.
Exactly.
Thursdays are just fine with me.
So I'm over at freedomsphoenix.com where you can go check out different stories. It's a news aggregation site, and I'm checking out the UN rejects claim that peacekeepers spread cholera epidemic in Haiti. Illinois state senator pushes anti-anonymity bill, and Washington state bill would forgive all minor marijuana convictions. freedomsphoenix.com is the epicenter of liberty-oriented news stories, and you can go there and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. freedomsphoenix.com.
And, you know, I love Freedoms Phoenix and Ernie Hancock, a great talk show host, but again, not a comedy show. And the Liberty Movement, I just noticed actually LRN.FM is my little internet network that airs on some, you know, pirate radio stations here and there. And I just noticed the other day we've got nearly three dozen shows on LRN.FM at this point. It's been around since 2009.
And this is either live or recorded,
Or recorded, because we air podcasts and we do live shows like Cody's Off the Air Live. Now, I'm just trying to think here. Wheels Off Liberty is gone. They were a comedy show. I think Fajita Fun Time is a comedy show, but there really aren't that many, funny liberty
shows. Well, yeah,
shows.
I mean, you've got Doug Stanhope as far as comedy in general goes, but
sure, but he's stand-up.
On the radio, yeah, it's really not something you can find that often. I'm trying to find my audience as far as that goes.
How does, you know, how do you do it? How do you decide I'm going to do a funny show?
I'm a funny guy.
Right. I mean, you know, where does
well,
this
you know,
come
that's
from?
The thing is that there are people that say I'm a comedian. I've been doing this for a long time. I still do not have the ability to say I'm a comedian. I feel like that's something you really have to believe in yourself to say. I say I'm a guy who
you don't
says
tell jokes. I mean, your show's funny because it's like the tone of your voice. I'm not sure if you're kidding or you're being serious, because if you're being serious, that what you're saying is silly. But if you're kidding, it's like it's a tonal. It's a tonal thing. It's much more
rye. Would rye be an appropriate word?
I don't even know.
New word that I discovered was sardonic, and I'm in love with this word now. I think the definition, some people might say, is grinning in the face of evil, and I think that's great. Just because, you know, there's so many shows out there, like, you know, you got Alex Jones, where people...
not a Liberty
that's
show.
That's a very scared show.
Yeah, you know, that's a fear-mongering show.
People get scared when they listen to Alex Jones, like, oh my God, I'm peeing right now. I don't know what to do. and then with me, you know, it's just like, you know what, I know that things suck, but let's have fun anyways.
You might as well.
You might as well. Maybe we'll all die, but let's have fun anyways.
You know, that's kind of how I feel about the Free State Project, is sometimes people will call in and they'll say things like, you guys, you're all going to die. They're going to bomb that place. That's the plan. They want to get you all together, so they'll drop a nuke or they'll roll in the tanks. And there's a lot
of... they were planning the Free State Project, it would have been more successful more quickly.
No, but the paranoia is there.
I
and
know.
People believe that, you know, the government's so evil and they hate the Liberty Movement, so you guys are gathering everyone together in New Hampshire and they're just going to drop a nuke on the place. And the way I feel about it is I'm having so much fun here. I'm enjoying the company of so many great people that I otherwise would never have had a chance to meet or to get active with or do whatever with or, you know, go to a party with. Which is basically what the Liberty Forum is. I mean, it's a weekend-long party in a hotel with some fancy guest speakers and people in suits here and there. But, you know, ultimately, when the sun goes down, it turns into a party. And
which I think
it's so much fun. Why not
more,
have fun?
Yeah, it's more important than people think. You know, positivity goes a long way. And if you're in a bad mood, you're just going to be scared in a basement. And,
right.
Okay, maybe you've got a blog, but what are you going to do beyond that? if you're in a good mood, you're going out, you're talking to people. And I just want to mention, the whole concept of my show is kind of, I've kind of connected a lot to a whole TED Talks thing. There was this guy that spoke, and he
talked about, TED Talks. I love
it. I love TED Talks. And this one speaker talked about how comedy can use to make a point. And I thought it was interesting because he said that if you use humor as a tool for describing a political point, then you're releasing these endorphins, and people are automatically more open to those new beliefs because they're going, okay, I'm laughing, but why am I laughing? I'm laughing because it's true, you know?
And uncomfortable, maybe?
And it's an easier way for you to question your own beliefs than you being scared, because when you're scared, you're going to go into flight or flight mode, and that's when you start going, no, America, you know, all that stuff. But if you're laughing, that's when you start questioning your beliefs, and that's when you're more open to changing your mind.
Now, how much time do you spend? I mean, I don't do a comedy show, it's sad to say. So how much time does one spend putting together? I mean, how long is Off the Air Live? It's about...
I do three hours a week total.
3 hours a week total.
How
much prep time goes into those?
Well,
three hours?
the whole rule with radio is spend twice as much time doing prep as you do.
I have heard that rule. Yeah, I don't.
I don't follow that rule.
I kind of do and kind of don't. I mean, I
sometimes pay attention to it. A lot of times, you know, sometimes I'll put together some really good bits, but when it gets down to it, it's just you get on there and you do your thing. And it works or it doesn't, you know.
Do you bring the bits in? Do you always use them? Sometimes they sit there and wait till the next show, or how's that work?
I've got things that make me like mad, or I'm thinking about, and I'll just be like, you know what? I'm really mad at that guy that cut me off, and I'm gonna start off complaining about him, and it'll become something else, and I'll just. My brain works in a way, you know what I mean? It's just like, it'll become something, and I just trust it. I'm trusting it to take me for the ride, and that's about it.
Now, you're here early in the Liberty Forum, and you're going to be here. Do you have to go back to work at any point? Because you do work for a radio station in Portland.
I'm here until Sunday.
You are? Okay,
yes.
So you get a few days off. That's great. I'm glad to hear about that. You're doing your show live on LRN.FM tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yes.
And then Saturday night.
You'll get the equipment after we get off, right?
At 10 o'clock Eastern as well. But I want to talk to you more about your experience here, because as far as I know, you've never been to the Liberty Forum
or my first one, the
Porcupine Freedom Festival. So, and it's early still, so not everybody is even here yet. So we'll come back with more of that here in moments. And your calls as well. Maybe you've got one you want to make. You're welcome to do so. The phone lines are working at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live from the 2013 Liberty Forum.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and we're here at the Liberty Forum, the 2013 edition of said Liberty Forum, and Mark has been doing a splendid job of hooting, meaning tweeting and Facebooking all at the same time, various pictures of our guests, as well as, you know, links to their podcasts and or websites. And of course, so you can go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up to follow Free Talk Live via Twitter or Facebook. Or you can also do it old school and use email. Now, if you use email, then you're only going to get the news about the show, like the most critical news about Free Talk Live. But if you're following us on Twitter and Facebook, then you'll get updates throughout the show. And so that's useful, and it's all free. Go to news.freetalklive.com. We're here with Cody O'Connor. He is the host of Off the Air Live. The website, offtheairlive.com, is that right?
Yes, it is.
And you are somebody who is a radio professional. You work for WGAN, which is one of our affiliates in the Portland area. I don't know, are we supposed to talk about that?
Every Saturday from 7 to 9, I believe.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, Free Talk Live's
Free Talk
on. Okay,
Live.
I'm like, wait a minute. What? Okay. You don't have your own show on the station, though, right?
No, I don't think they would do that.
Why?
I think I'm a little bit too much for most people.
Mm-hmm. Have you pitched the program director on that?
You know, I'm too modest to pitch things to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe one day, I'm going to give it a couple more years. Maybe one day I'll try the whole syndication thing, but right now, I'm just getting my feel for the things.
Well, you'd have to clean up the show too, because I mean,
you got a potty mouth, dude.
Yeah, you do a fun. You do a fun show. You have a good time, but it is not, you know. Let's say if you want to protect your children's ears, this would not be a show you want them to.
He's on at 10 o'clock at night.
Although at the same time, you emailed me a few weeks ago. I got dropped from one of those stations, you know.
Yeah, well, he's not on at 10 o'clock at night on LRN.FM, where he airs in a refeed format at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I see.
During the week,
I must have said something bad.
You know,
but at the same time, it's all pro-liberty stuff, anti-government stuff. So, you know, you can say whatever you want about words, but you know what? I always say, you know, you can say what you want about kids, but what's more offensive? This is what I want to ask is what's more offensive? The F word, you know, this four letter combination of words,
mm-hmm.
the F word, or everything that the federal government is doing.
Right.
What's more offensive?
Murder?
The F word or drones killing children in other countries?
Seems pretty clear to me.
That hurts my feelings. That's what I don't want my kids to know about. That's the thing that I'm like, whoa.
So, one moment, we're going to talk more about the Liberty Forum and your experience here thus far. But first,
the Mortgage Minute guy wants you to know that the FHA, that's the Federal Housing Authority, is going to be changing its rules and for borrowing money. And the rule changes are likely not to be as favorable to borrowers as they currently are. So if you're going to refi the house or you're looking to buy a house and you can do it before April the 1st, that's when the rule changes go into place. You can take advantage of course, the best rates that we had in my lifetime currently going on, and you'll be able to get these preferable rules. So obviously, I can't give you all these rule changes. The Mortgage Minute Guy can do that. You can go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and he has been advertising on talk radio for a very long time, recently started with Free Talk Live, and we're very excited about it. He's a big name in the mortgage industry. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Either he or one of his professionals will give you the rundown. I do appreciate it when folks mention Free Talk Live. He said I was talking to him on the phone day before yesterday, and he said, oh, yeah, you fans are rabid. So here's the telephone number if you want to give him a call. It's, like I said, he has an army of professionals that will help you, but he also does it too. 866-288-0088. They'll give you the complete rundown on these rule changes by the FHA. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Cody O'Connor with us from OffTheAirLive.com. Great show. I've enjoyed every time I listen to it. And, you know, you are a funny guy.
I'm surprised that you even like it.
Good sense of humor. Why? Because I have no sense of humor?
Well, that's a little bit above it. You know, I told my girlfriend, I'm like, if I can get Ian to laugh tonight once, then I'm happy. That's my goal, at least by the end of the weekend, if I can get you to giggle.
We listen to you on belly laugh Saturday night as we drive to karaoke, and we're constantly laughing.
Yeah, I think it's a great show. I really do. I think it's a great show.
I know this Saturday, we're going to be hanging out with the ladies from Ladies and Keen.
Oh.
It's going to be a crazy Saturday night. I'm looking forward to that one.
That'll be here at the Liberty Forum. So if you're coming to New Hampshire, if you're in the New England area, you can come to this event. You can get a day pass. Actually, you don't even really need a pass to come watch us here. You just come to the basement and you can just come watch whatever show is on at that time. But you can come meet Cody live. He's going to be here throughout the weekend. And of course, you can call us up at 855-450-FREE. But you know, what are your first impressions? Obviously, this first day, Thursday of the Liberty Forum, is really more of an outside the hotel day. People go to Concord for the State House tour. They have this, basically it's a whole afternoon session where you go to Concord, you go to the State House, the legislative office building, and you get taken around, you get to see kind of that nasty sausage-making political process. Mark and I were there this morning for a couple of hearings that they had. But that's mostly what happens. There's a gun shoot, I think, that also happens. So it's more out of the hotel, and then people come in, start to kind of filter in throughout the day, and more people obviously come in on Friday. Folks are getting off of work, and so Friday is a much bigger day, and then Saturday is the obvious peak of the Liberty Forum. So being as how it's barely getting started, you know, what are your first impressions of having been here, what, for 5 hours or something like that?
Well, I'm pumped. I mean, while most people were in Concord, you know, hanging out with representatives and whatnot, I was looking for the nearest liquor store. And
now, this is going to be a really strange thing for you. In New Hampshire, they have state liquor stores, right?
Like is so different to me.
You've got to go ask a bureaucrat for a bottle of liquor, whereas in Maine, you go to the grocery store, you pick it up with your beans.
Usually I go, and it's, you know, sometimes I'm buying groceries, and then sometimes I'm buying booze.
Now, I really wonder about this. I mean, you'd think that if you listen to the bureaucrats and the way they talk about alcohol, dangerous drug, and why the state has to get, you'd think it would be absolute anarchy in Maine where you could just buy it at a grocery store. Are cars on bursting into flames as they drive down the road in Maine?
You know, it's different though, because, you know, I've noticed whenever I go and buy, you know, even like a six pack, they're always like, are you sure you're old enough? You know, you sure? You know, I'll go to some little general store and they'll be looking. I went the other day, some guy, he had to go check the date a couple times. Mm. And they're very careful about that because there's been a bunch of sting operations. Yep. Where people have gotten screwed. Now, the difference that I've noticed when I've come to New Hampshire is that I was worried that, you know, I don't know what the laws are as far as out-of-state licenses, but I was worried about that. I came here, I bought my little thing of Jack Daniels, and, you know, the lady was just having a nice conversation with me. What is it like up in Maine? You know, it seems like a nice place. And I was shocked, and then I was pretty happy. You know, everybody here seems to be so so nice.
Here in New Hampshire or here at the Liberty Forum?
Here at New Hampshire in general, and also everybody seems to be less ugly in New Hampshire.
Really?
Mainer's not the prettiest of people.
That's an interesting observation.
No. I'm wondering, and now one thing that is illegal in Maine, it's a lot easier to get liquor, but you can't get explosives. Are you going to bring some
fireworks.
Things that go back, that go boom when you go back? Or?
Well, fireworks is something that was legalized this year.
Really?
And, I know in
Did
my...
Did you celebrate by blowing a finger off?
I know in my hometown in summer that it got annoying after a while. I know. But... Between that and the ice cream trucks, I was done.
You do
I was
not
done.
Want to move where I live because things are going boom constantly.
Why are people so happy? You know, every night of the week, I wish I was that happy. I want to know.
Ignorance is bliss, Cody.
I want to know why they're so happy.
So give me
some of those mortars really go boom. They really go loud.
All right, you did a good job at derailing my question into a discussion about liquor and fireworks.
Yeah, but, well, that's what I do. That's what I do.
But seriously, I mean, what do you think about the people you've met so far? Are you somebody who has met people, or are you kind of hiding out?
Well, part of the reason why I started drinking early is because I'm awful at meeting people. Here's the thing, is the difference again is that if I were to go to some random bar and I went, oh, do you want to be my friend? Just some random guy. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, oh, who are you? This is kind of weird.
Want to fight?
But yeah, exactly. I get my ass kicked. But I come to Liberty Forum and people are coming up to me. And I was like, I recognize your face. And it's like, okay, this is awesome. I don't even have to do any of the work. People are so nice, and I'm just so happy to be here. Everybody's so friendly.
Yeah.
And they're already your friend. You don't even have to win them over. They're already your friend.
That's one of the most, I think, important observations about this movement, the Free State Project, is that people will come here, and whether it's to move for the Free State Project or just to visit and see what it's all about, and they say things like, you know, I feel like I've known these people my whole life, but I haven't. Like, there's that connection between folks that you've never seen this person before, but yet you've already got so much in common, it's easy to build a relationship from that.
There's little that you have to say. It's just like, you know, we're into the same thing. It's almost if you went to, like, some kind of Star Wars convention. Like, you already know you're both into Star Wars. What do you have to say to win them over?
No, it's just too good.
All right, so we're out of time for tonight. Great having you on. Offtheairlive.com is Cody's website. Be sure to go check that out. And we'll return tomorrow night for the Friday edition of Free Talk Live, where we'll bring you more interesting guests and also take your calls, because we've finally got the phones working. So join us in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And again, we're here at the Liberty Forum, New Hampshire Liberty Forum. NHLibertyForum.com is that website. Go check that out, too. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.